This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The Egyptian finance minister said today he is making, quote, progress in negotiations with the International Monetary Fund for a nearly $5 billion loan, which is good because the cash, when and if it arrives, is going to come in handy. Since the revolution 2 years ago, Egypt's mainstay tourism industry has been struggling at best, and so the amount of foreign currency in that economy has started to dry up, American dollars in particular. The government uses them to subsidize cheap fuel and bread, but regular Egyptians use them too. Julia Simon reports now from Cairo.
If you go into a bank or a currency exchange office in Cairo these days, you'll hear the same thing over and over again. Are there any dollars, this man asks? Nope, sorry, the guy behind the counter replies. Before the revolution, when there were still lots of tourists and investors in Egypt, the country's foreign reserves were $36 billion. Today, they are less than $13.5 billion. So you can't find dollars in the traditional places. But on the streets, it's a different story. Just blocks from the Cairo Stock Exchange, you see men looking back and forth nervously, repeating one word under their breath to passers-by.
Sarafa, sarafa, sarafa.
Exchange, 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 they say. If you have dollars, they will buy and sell them for a premium. My friend Jose Mene has $1,000 to exchange, and within minutes, Jose is handed 7,200 Egyptian pounds, almost a 6% premium over the official exchange rate.
It's counting the money, a lot of 50s. So you got a good deal there?
It's a good deal from under the table, yeah. You know? But in general, it's like, for my country, it's not a good deal.
Hossam says the fact that he can get this deal so easily on the street is a symbol of just how bad things are in Egypt. The guy buying Hossam's dollars isn't some shady crook. Turns out he's an importer of toys from China. He needs dollars to get his shipments, and he started working the informal exchanges on the streets a month ago.
Take away.
In a wealthy neighborhood on the other side of town, the Genghis Khan Chinese restaurant now has a big sign on the wall announcing, "We are buying USD." Yoshiku's family owns the restaurant, and she says they're paying a premium of about 3% over the official exchange rate.
And the reason is my mom is in China right now because she wants to expand her restaurant here in Cairo. So she's back in China buying equipment, so she kind of needs dollars.
Among the items her mom's hoping to buy is a new karaoke machine. Yu says at the same time her family needs to pay extra for dollars, they're making less profit on the restaurant because rising inflation has pushed food prices higher. Just then, the power went out in the restaurant.
No light.
It's part of rolling blackouts the government is staging because it doesn't have the foreign currency to buy enough imported fuel for power stations.
Good thing there are flashlights.
Despite all the problems, Yu says she and her family plan to stay in the country. But like many Egyptians, she wonders how much worse it will get before it gets better. In Cairo, I'm Julia Simon for Marketplace.